In retrospect, news from the Saturton Independent Archives is brought to you by Montgomery Media, covering local news, sports, and opinion in Bucks and Montgomery Counties, Pennsylvania. For quality local news, visit montgomerynews.com. 100 years ago, becoming suddenly insane, Abraham Hoddle, son of the Reverend Benjamin Hoddle, cut off all escape from his home in Quakertown by locking the doors and pocketing the keys, making prisoners of his wife, aged mother and three children, and Spiegel Dotterer, a neighbor's child. Directing them to occupy chairs, he gave warning that they should not move or utter a word, or they would meet injury or death. Upon a nearby table lay a huge butcher knife. Realizing their helplessness in the hands of the enraged lunatic, not a word or move escaped them. After 2 hours and a half of the nerve-wracking ordeal, their plight was discovered by Mrs. Jessie Dotterer, who called for her son and was also made a prisoner for an hour, but escaped with her child by feigning illness. She gave an alarm. Neighbors battered down a door and rescued the woman and children, who were prostrated by their experience. Hoddle was quickly subdued by Constable Barnt with the assistance of five men. He was taken to the Rittersville Asylum. Robert Beswick, who was arrested at Royersford after an alleged confession to Chief of Police Bideman that he had set fire to a barn on the farm of Dr. David Lewis at Fairview Village, was committed to the Norristown Jail without bail last Friday to answer a charge of arson. The prosecutor is Deputy State Fire Marshal Wilkins. Beswick is said to have admitted to Magistrate Clark that he had fired the barn, but denied that it was maliciously done, as was charged in the warrant. He said he was in love with a girl who lived near Dr. Lewis and that the doctor objected to the match. He thought that if the barn were destroyed by fire, Dr. Lewis would become disgusted and move away, which he did, going to Reading. Spinnerstown, Bucks County, had a fire scare on Tuesday afternoon of last week that threatened to devastate the town when the dwelling occupied by Dr. W. H. Stettler burned to the ground. The fire is said to have originated in the second floor of the house and that it was caused by the explosion of a coal oil stove. Shortly after noon, Mrs. Stettler placed the oil stove on the second floor to heat a room in which was a tank of water. The stove exploded, and in a short time the furniture in the room caught fire. Neighbors soon came to the assistance of the Stettler family, but nothing could be done as the fire had gained too much headway, being fanned by a high wind. The intense heat of the fire greatly damaged the side of the next house, causing a big loss. The estimated loss of the Stettler house is about $3,500. The dwelling was owned by C.K. Trumbauer of Philadelphia, but for many years occupied by Dr. Stettler. That's the news. Saturton Independent, December 25th, 1914. See you in 2014.